You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, July 22nd. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 20. That's how many times the phrase, quote, food safety, came up on the Chipotle Mexican Grill's earnings call in July 2017. 2 years ago, Chipotle was dealing with an E. coli outbreak in its restaurants across the country. The company's come a long way since then. Last week, shares of the burrito giant touched an all-time high, and Chipotle stock is up 73% this year. The brand's revival started last year with its hiring of Brian Niccol to be CEO. Niccol came from Yum! Brands-owned Taco Bell. Chipotle is recording second-quarter earnings after Tuesday's close. Wall Street's expecting same-store sales to grow 8.8%, according to FactSet. The next number up is $6.8 trillion. That's how much in assets BlackRock now has under management. That's up from $6 trillion at the end of 2018. In recent years, clients have poured money into their low-fee exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. BlackRock's ETF business, known as iShares, is flourishing and is the world's largest ETF business. That's great for BlackRock, except that ETFs are cheap. They don't make a ton of money for the asset manager, at least not if you compare them with mutual funds or other actively managed vehicles. So while the amount of money BlackRock manages keeps going up, its profit isn't. Our last number is 20. That's how many consecutive weeks investors have poured money into high-grade bond funds. Those funds buy corporate debt rated investment grade, and they look more attractive as investors are slowly embracing risk again. That's happened thanks to the Federal Reserve's stance to keep interest rates low. In fact, investors poured more money into such funds in June than any month in history, according to Bank of America Merrill Lynch. The bank thinks that trend will continue, at least as long as the Fed stays supportive of the market. And that's Numbers by Barron's for July 22nd. I'm Mary Childs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.